This is the spoiler-filled review of Monster Trucks, starring a ton of people you probably don't know, and it's okay if you don't know, plus a few other folks you might know. So, it's definitely a weird cast. First up is Lucas Till, Jane Levy, Thomas Lennon, Barry Pepper, Rob Lowe, Danny Glover, Amy Ryan, and last but not least, Holt McCullen. I said his name wrong. It's okay though. But yeah, you should definitely pause this if you haven't watched the movie at all, because after this part here, I'm about to spoil everything about this movie, every part of it. So yeah, you've been warned. So the synopsis is as follows. Looking for any way to get out of the life and town he was born into, Trip, a high school senior, builds a monster truck from bits and pieces of scrap cars. After an accident at a nearby oil drill site displaces a strange and subterranean creature with a taste and talent for speed, Trip may have found a key to getting out of town and a most unlikely friend. Straight from Paramount. Yep. So, I'm gonna be honest. This movie was okay. It's not a bad movie, not a good movie. It's not a movie that you should run out to theaters and go see it. Not one bit at all. But it is a movie where if you spent matinee money on it, it's okay. And I wouldn't be mad at you. I'm talking about a $6 ticket. You're in there on Sunday morning. You're just chilling like, I have nothing else better to do, so I might as well go to a movie. And every other movie theater has nothing else but this movie. Then go see it. But otherwise, it's very cliche. When I mean cliche, I mean every point you could think of a teen drama slash comedy happens. Main character, oh, I want to leave the city. I want to go do one thing. Yeah. That happens. The girl that's a geek that likes the guy, and then eventually he likes her eventually. That happens too. The stepdad that's supposed to be like the social figure is the social figure. It's nothing different from what you actually think of. The father that's supposed to be there is a douche. So it's like, oh, he plays his role pretty well. And then everything happens where it's supposed to happen. Oh, we need to get here. That happens. Oh, we need to get there. That happens. It's just very paint by numbers, and everything draws along quite quickly and quite easily. Very, very short synopsis on that. Besides that, there are some few laughs here and there. You do have like very fart joke kind of laughs. So if you have kids that's around like the age of middle school and under, this would be perfect for them because they'll laugh their butt off. If you have anyone older than middle school, they probably look at you like, come on. Come on, brah. I don't want to be in here. You don't want to be here. Let's go. So yeah, movie-wise, for adults, this is not your movie. Not one bit. I watched it because I was like, I got to review it, so let's go see it. And I was in there with a bunch of kids, their parents, probably a few old people. It's kind of crazy, but in the theater I went to, it was kind of packed, so I was like, all right, I guess today was the day to go see a movie, and that movie that they wanted to see wasn't showing, so they went to see this one. It's not something that draws you to this movie theater. It really doesn't. I actually wanted to see Sleepless, but that was actually sold out, so I was like, all right, let's go see Monster Trucks. Might as well. That's how this movie's presented to you. It's once you see the trailer, you're like, that's, for the most part, basically the whole movie. Besides like a few jokes here and there, and the main character is basically doing whatever he wants as a high school senior. It's like, all right, you're in class like twice throughout the whole movie. Besides that, you're doing whatever you want. Like your mom's not handling you. Your stepdad, quotation marks, you can't see it, but I'm doing quotation marks right now. He's not there for a little bit, then he pops in, but of course, all the things he's done the last couple of days, okay, because, you know, monsters. It is weird, and everything cleans up nicely, and at the end of the movie, they're both friends now. It's like, oh, yeah, you can take the truck and go ahead, live your dream. Like, No, you just skipped school a couple days ago for a good week or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, it didn't feel right to me. So yeah, if you want to go see the movie, go see it if you want to. But I would say go see the matinee prices and don't run to the theater. Like walk, slow walk, maybe like, you know, kick some rocks while you do that. But also just slow walk. It's, if you get distracted by like, you know, paper airplanes or even like somebody on the NYC train station doing a flip, then do that. And then come back and be like, all right, I guess I'll see this movie. Otherwise, yeah, you can stay away from it. Go see Hidden Figures. Go see something else. Go see Sing. Go see Paul Blart if that's in theaters. Who knows? Go see something else before seeing this one. But if you really want to, you can see it for Rob Lowe, I guess. So yeah, that's my review of Monster Trucks. You can find me on social media on both Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. One more time, that's DwightAntc. I'll catch your reviews next time.